The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Four guys burst into my house and started beating me.
What had you been doing?
We'd been playing a card game, a board game, with my wife and myself. And we'd just a break in the game. She'd popped upstairs and suddenly the doorbell went.
Presumably you thought it was someone you knew or someone that you would be expecting?
Well, yes, I've got four girls who are aged from 17 to 24 in the house, so the doorbell's going at all times of night, so it wasn't at all surprising.
So when you opened the front door and it was these four men, what happened? Did they just bundle you in, or did they say that they'd come to rob you? Or
no, there was nothing was said. They bundled through the door and started hitting me, and then one of them started saying, "Where's the money?"
Did you have money in the house?
No, I'm an academic. As all academics will confirm, we don't really have much money at the best of times.
And did you explain that?
I immediately assumed it was a mistaken identity, so I started saying, "You've got the wrong house." And I was absolutely firmly of that belief, and throughout it, that was my constant refrain.
So you've got the wrong house, there is no money here. To start with, did you think that you would be able to kind of talk them out of your house?
Well, the initial contact was blows to the head, so I knew this was pretty violent, but I assumed that, as I started saying that, that would dawn on them. But it had absolutely no effect.
So they were purely interested in attacking you. It wasn't as if they were trying to get past you and you were stopping them.
No. It was an attack on me, and they bundled me through into the dining room, but I was with them all the time. It wasn't me sort of stopping them getting past me.
Do you have a burglar alarm or anything like that that you could?
We do. The trouble with these things is there's no doubt a pretty easy way of sending an alarm signal. But in a moment like that, you don't think about those things. You're bundled away from the door, so you're not near it. So these things sound wonderful in practice, but in reality, it doesn't really seem to work. You're just not expecting it, of course.
So how long did the attack go on for?
The police reckon 8 minutes from when my daughter rang them, which was within a minute of them coming through the door, to the police arriving.
So they were upstairs, were they, your family? They heard what was going on?
My wife was on the first floor and my daughter was on the second floor, and my daughter heard what was going on because my wife was also confronted by two of them going up to her. And my daughter locked herself in the top bedroom and rang the police.
And did you think, as they were attacking you, did you think, "I've got to fight back," or did you think, "I've just got to take this"? Do you remember what was going through your mind?
There's bewilderment. There's also a desire to protect your family, which is very strong. So the more you do, the more you keep them preoccupied, the less chance they have of attacking other members of the family. So there's that desire to protect your family.
Was that a conscious thought going through your head at that time?
I don't think it's conscious. I think it's what any parent would do, actually. I think it's just natural instincts.
How has it been? Obviously, the police then turned up, and I understand one particular police officer was very brave and rescued you from having some kind of cabinet smashed on your head?
That's right. At that point, they were about to bring it down on my head, and this policeman ran through, and without any thought for himself, just took one of them out. And, you know, he was outnumbered at that point. It was fantastic. And I just want to praise the police and the NHS. I've had fantastic support from both sectors.
And one final question: what has it been like trying to go back into that home and trying to start putting your life back together after this horrific attack?
Not as bad as you think, actually. The prospect was quite scary, but coming in was wonderfully cathartic, and it felt like I was reclaiming the space. My dear wife and children had to do that the day after when my brother came with them into the house. I had 5 days to think about it before I did, and I went back in, and obviously one was felt a little trepidatious. That soon passed, and on the next morning, I got up early before anyone else was up, and I just lay in the places where the attackers had attacked me and sort of looked at my house from where I'd last looked at it, with this guy leering at me and hitting me. And that, again, reclaimed the space. It was my space again. It was a peaceful moment rather than a violent moment, so that worked quite well. And now, frankly, for me, it's fine. I think it's harder for my eldest daughter, because she was hiding in her bedroom when it happened. So all her memories of that 8 minutes are being terrified in the room, which is where she sleeps, of course. So I think it's harder for her than it is for me, frankly.
The JVS Show. BBC Three Counties Radio.